No, the progress of the last 600 years would not have been possible without the existence of cities. I shall, therefore, have to make this chapter a little longer than many of the others. It is too important to be reduced to 3 or 4 pages devoted to mere political events. The ancient world of Egypt and Babylonia and Assyria had been a world of cities. Greece had been a country of city-states. The history of Phoenicia was the history of 2 cities called Sidon and Tyre. The Roman Empire was the hinterland of a single town. Writing, art, science, astronomy, architecture, literature, the theatre, the list is endless, have all been products of the city. For almost 4,000 years, the wooden beehive, which we call a town, had been the workshop of the world. Then came the great migrations. The Roman Empire was destroyed, the cities were burned down, and Europe once more became a land of pastures and little agricultural villages. During the Dark Ages, the fields of civilization had lain fallow. The Crusades had prepared the soil for a new crop. It was time for the harvest, but the fruit was plucked by the burghers of the free cities. I have told you the story of the castles and the monasteries, with their heavy stone enclosures, the homes of the knights and the monks who guarded men's bodies and their souls.